You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is a stone cold classic. Harmonic generator. Morena Phil, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's such a treat to have you up here talking about new music as well. We've got a very nice little 7-inch in our hands here that says The Datsuns. And you've got two tracks. Brain to Brain, out today.
Yep.
And Waking Up Slow as well.
Yeah, A-side, B-side or double A-side, however you want to have it. But yeah, it's very nice to have it out and, you know, It's finished.
Yeah. And it's been a wild year. We were just talking about this off air. It's one of those years where you're suddenly conscious of the fact that you've got friends or you've got family which are in very different places. That's very, very real for the Datsuns because you are all spread all over the world.
That's right, yeah. The world is completely weird and different, you know, so... for us it's a pain because we can't get together and play together. We just have to do everything remotely and send files, and that's how, you know, that's one of the main reasons why this one took so long to finish. Christian's locked down in London, Dolph's in Sweden, and you know what happened over there.
it's not a good situation.
But anyway,
how do you manage that as a band, working remotely and together still? Is that something that you've got quite adept at over the years?
Oh man, I'd like to say that we have, but we haven't. You know, it's never something that gets easier.
Like
it's always a constant issue because, you know, we're a real product of our surroundings, and Christian's doing his thing in London and with Pedals, Dulce and other bands, like the Helicopters and stuff in Sweden, and me and Ben got stuff over here. So it's easy to get distracted, and you know, suddenly it's 2 months before we've replied to an email, and
yeah,
it's like, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
But then when we're in the room together, you know, we work stuff out very, very fast, you know.
Because so you have been working together for a long time now as well, so you must have like a, I guess, a kind of other language when you get together. And
Definitely. We can kind of fight our own fights before they happen.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, very much so. Like, yeah, it's been 25 years or so, so we kind of pick our battles and but yeah, we definitely work better when we are together, obviously.
That's awesome.
But we found a way.
Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of bands that are having to learn how to do that as well at the moment, so you're not alone in that boat. It is exciting to see though this 7-inch, but also a new record on the way.
Yeah,
a full length.
Yeah.
How long has that been in the works for?
It's been in the works best part of 7 years, really. You know, pretty much after the Deep Sleep came out, we were already writing demos and stuff. So, see, I mean, 7 years, it's a long time for us to spend on one record, but that's just how long it took, you know. We got lost in the writing process. All of us lost our minds at one point or over and over again for multitude of reasons. But it's come together, it's out, you know, artwork's all come together. So we're all super happy with it, to be at this point is really good, eh?
It's pretty special to be able to release music despite everything that's going on at the moment. And I guess for something that's been such a long run up for you guys as well, it must feel pretty awesome to be able to share this with people now. What are you hoping people take away from this new music?
Just good times, really. Like, we'd love to be able to come and play, but we can't do that at the moment. So we just we just want people to enjoy it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, have a dance if possible, and one day we could play some shows.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It'll be a well anticipated gig when it happens. Yeah. So tell us a wee bit about some of this writing, because I mean, 7 years is a long time. You must, you know, you go through so many phases of life in a year, let alone seven. How do you, I guess, make your music work in and out of that? Do you sort of write your songs in a moment, or do they take time as a band?
I think the answer is both of those. With us, everyone writes in the band, and we all demo by ourselves, and then we kind of work out how to extend the ideas. So like this song, for example, this came from Christian sending me a bunch of effects pedals and me not having that much time to use them, because I have two young daughters.
Yeah.
And, you know, they took a lot of attention. So, like, a lot of the parts were recorded and written, and I've got 10 minutes. So race downstairs and you got a couple of turns to do it and then move on and then figure out how the drum beats might go. And then I get another 20-minute break and go, you know. And so I can work well in that box. And then Dolph might write a whole song with singing and stuff like that, and it's
fully formed, ready to go, kind of thing.
Exactly. A lot of my stuff comes from rhythms and just parts, you know, because I'm not a singer, but I can do music and bass and drums and stuff. But
totally, yeah.
So yeah, with that song in particular, Christian wrote the music to the other song, and you know, did it in a similar way. Like,
it is one of those things, I think, when you have had that long established friendship and relationship with your bandmates, there must be a certain level of trust that you have in each other's processes as well.
Yeah, and it's like seeing each other's ideas out to the end, which is the thing for me. Like, I have a thing about completing things. Like, one idea might not be the greatest thing to start off with, but when it goes through the filter of the other guys, it becomes something else, and it's like, oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And for us, it's about compiling ideas and then somehow completing them, you know.
Totally.
Because otherwise you can just change them around and churn it over and churn it over, which is what happened with this album a lot, but we got to a point of it.
That's kind of nice in its own way too, though. You know, good things take time is a phrase for a
it's
reason.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. But it's very exciting that the time is nearly upon us to listen to the full length, and that we have this beautiful little 7-inch.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about the cover art on this, because it is so, so cool. Who did this?
Callum Rooney did it. Awesome. Everyone should know him. X-Ray Fiends, Ounce, you know, fame or whatever. He's done the artwork for the three singles that are coming out before the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Yeah, he's awesome.
It's very cool.
You know, I've always been a fan of everything those guys have done. And when he came back with some of this stuff, it was like, yes.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. This is great. I mean, it's hard to explain, but it's like a big, cool, melting head that's like plugged into something. And yeah. It just looks awesome. It definitely fits the brain-to-brain vibe in a big way.
Yeah.
So that is the single that we are about to listen to. Tell us a wee bit about this track.
So the idea for the riffs, like I was saying, it came from having guitar effects sent over from Christian. And it's just, you know, there's so many guitar effects because I was so excited by all of these pedals that Christian was sent that a lot of the time I was just like, I'll put them all on and see what it sounds like. And in the song, like sometimes there's four or five pedals all at once or, you know, and it's just me basically having time to play and amongst, you know, work and family.
It's pretty cool to have someone in your band who's like a pedals expert
Oh, he is. He's a total scientist and a real geek about it. Like, you know, even on tour years ago, he would, in the back of the van, he would have a notebook and it would think he'd be writing notes, but he was drawing schematics.
Oh my
for
God.
For things like, oh, if I can get this capacitor from 1960 and I'm running into this, it's like, wow. You know, but he can replicate anything and then we can just tweak it to make a whatever kind of sound. And for the last few records we've done effects pedals for the album. Like when the album comes out there's going to be a fuzz pedal.
It's going to
be a phaser pedal. But in the past we've done fuzz pedals and stuff. We've always been into that.
That's such a cool thing. And it's also an awesome thing for, I guess, like up and coming bands or younger bands as well who are trying to, you know, find their own sound and they're listening to bands like the Datsuns and they're trying to get a bit of inspiration to be able to grab one of the pedals that you guys have customized and used for your music. That's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, yeah. And of course you can tweak it just like anything else. But they normally go pretty quickly.
So if you want one of those pedals, you better keep your eyes out for
them, right? Yeah, there's normally only a few.
So this one is out in the world today, this little 7-inch, which is pretty exciting stuff. But the record, Eye to Eye, that's going to be out on the 28th of May.
That's right, yeah. So there's going to be three singles and a couple of videos beforehand, and then, album in May, and then hopefully
a tour, fingers crossed,
that's
COVID.
We're at the beck and call of the COVID beast.
Hey, aren't we all? Phil, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rachel, and happy last day,
thanks.
Tess.
It's a big Tess celebration day as well.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this new single. It's Brain to Brain by the Datsuns. Cheers for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.